consume what you love, improve your health and feel good about your choices. This video is for the majority who love junk food but also often experience an internal conflict around them. On the one hand, they taste so good. On the other hand, you don't want to ruin your health. My pitch here, if you love junk food, you can include it in your diet without feeling guilty or worrying that it's going to ruin your health. Three good reasons to embrace junk food. Reason number one, you will likely eat junk food anyway. When you eat your favorite food regularly and intentionally, you will likely consume less of them than when you restrict them. See, for most of the people, including a bit of what you love regularly actually helps to curb cravings and feel more satisfied. However, you know yourself best, right? What you can do, you want to do. Okay? If a certain foods makes you feel totally out of control, you have trouble managing your portion or feel mentally and or emotionally checked out while eating it. Sometimes it's easier to abstain from it completely, right? That is for a period of time. Reason number two, junk food won't stop you from progressing towards your health goals. You don't need to eat perfectly 100% of the time to make progress, right? In fact, aiming for perfection usually backfires because of reason number one. See, from coaching my clients, I have learned that while there is no magic percentage, generally all you need to improve health, performance and body composition is to eat a diet composed of 72 to 80% of minimally processed whole food. And that is your end goal, right? If that guideline sounds unrealistic, you can improve from your health by slightly tipping the percentage towards the minimally processed food from wherever you are starting from, right? See, even if you're trying to become your healthiest and fittest ever, you never have to aim for 100%. See, that's because as food restrictions goes up, right, so can other problems such as food obsession, anxiety and disordered eating also arises. Reason number three, reasonable amounts of junk food can boost your health. Surprising, it is true that consuming high amounts of low quality foods likely worsen your physical health. However, your physical health only makes a part of your overall health. Other dimensions of health include social, emotional, mental and existential and environmental as well. See, think of them, think of this health dimension as a battery pack, right? There's too much junk food over time can drain your physical health battery. See, depending on how much you consume, low quality foods might also bring a brain fog or sluggishness, right? Draining your mental battery, and this often leads to feeling of guilty, shame and frustration, draining your emotional battery too, right? However, if you move regularly, sleep well, manage your stress and center the majority of your diet around lean protein, veggies, fruits and minimally processed carbs and healthy fats, you can keep those physical, mental and emotional health batteries pretty well powered up, okay, charged up. You can help minimize the negative effects of junk food by maintaining overall good health habits. But here's something most people miss. Junk food can actually charge other batteries. See, assuming you consume it intentionally, right? By intentionally, what I mean is you choose to eat the food on purpose, right? Not just because it is there. With joy and contentment rather than guilt. In an amount that aligns with your overall health goals and after weighing and accepting the trade-offs, okay? See, do all of that and you might see an increase in social health if you consume the food with a friend or loved one, right? Similarly, existential health, if that yumminess slight or alights your soul with pleasure, right? And doesn't make you feel guilty. Emotional health, if a small, intentional, intelligent helps you to feel content, relaxed and satisfied rather than deprived and eventually resentful, right? The result, what happens? The ice cream excursion may actually boost overall health, even if it doesn't directly benefit your physical health. Want to ensure your favorite food power your health batteries more than they drain them? Use this 5-step process. Step number one, decide whether the benefits are worth the trade-offs. Think about your favorite treats, right, and how they affect your deep health. Then ask yourself, is this food worth it? It might not be if in addition to draining your physical health, the food also drains your emotional health because you feel ashamed and guilty. Social health, because that shame causes you to retreat to a lonely parking lot or hidden corner of your own street. On the other hand, the food might absolutely be worth it if it adds meaning to your life, is part of your social ritual and or helps you cope with stress, right, along with other adaptive coping skills and strategies. See, only you can decide. See, after thinking about the pros and cons, make an intentional choice to either include the food or not. Step number two, notice and name any negativity. See, let's say you decided to include those crunchy, cheesy snacks in your dietary repertoire. See, then you hear it, right? Voice in your head bellowing, no, don't touch the orange, that's bad. See, and yet 2 minutes after you scolded yourself like a disobedient puppy, you are up to your forearm in a fine layer of sticky orange powder. See, despite its insistence that the judging, bellowing voice isn't so effective, right? Instead of scaring us into doing the right thing, that voice usually just provokes us to the opposite side. What it says, eat more. Why? Because, well, for one, no one likes to being told no, right? So a big scary finger wagging no causes you, your inner teenager, to rebel and eat the whole bag instead. Or it causes you to feel so ashamed that you show a bunch of food in your mouth and for comfort, often in a secret away from the judgment of others. Step three, set up guardrail. See, impulsive eating often goes something like this, right? So, homemade brownies, right? Chances are that you walk away from the sort of experience with a yucky feeling that and crumbs off your face, right? Because you would have already taken it. Guardrails can help you navigate the tempting opportunities with some control, right? So you can rein in those impulsive experiences, okay? To set them up, use a framework called a 3S framework, right? S stands for system, structures, and schedules. System or practices and ritual that they help align your actions with your intentions and goals. See, so to set up your system to make intentional eating easier, you might ask yourself, what will make it easier to eat intentionally and harder to eat impulsively? Okay, so again, structures or the environments that contain us and shape our habits, right? They include your home, workplaces, and other places we go, right? To create an environment that supports mindful eating, ask yourself, what needs to be around me to help me eat with intention? Okay. Schedules create time-specific container for certain behaviors, right? So they don't bleed into your life 24/7. To help make junk foods more intentional, right? Ask yourself, when can I schedule indulgent snacking so that I enjoy it but also feel less guilty and anxious? Okay, step number four, enjoy it. See, this might seems like a no-brainer, right? But I will say it anyway. See, if you're going to choose to have something delicious, you might as well savor the experience. In addition to increasing enjoyment, savoring can also help you feel more satisfied, right? With a small amount, easily, right? To do it, pay attention to the experience of eating. Consume treats in a setting that allows you to enjoy every bite. So, step away from your computer and TV or phone. Take a few deeper, slow breaths from the first bite, right? To calm distractions, distracting thoughts and anxiety, okay? Use this senses, right? Use your all your senses, sight, smell, taste and touch to fully enjoy that bite, okay? Eat slowly. See, that makes the deliciousness last longer, right? And also helps you to feel calmer, okay? Now, step number five. When you mess up, move on. The truth is, on occasion, you are going to eat impulsively, right? So, we all do that sometimes. When you catch yourself mindlessly inserting things into your mouth, call it out and do a little detective work, okay? To explore what is going on. Ask yourself, what led to this moment? Has this ever happened before? When? What might I do differently in the future? See, once you gain some insight, wipe the slate clean. When you just ate a few moments ago, no longer what you ate a few moments ago, no longer exists. Okay, it's over and no amount of negativity is going to undo it. Okay, learn from it and just move on. Take a positive step, right? In any dimension of your health. Go for a walk, which is a physical health. Snuggle your pet, which is emotional and social health. Relax in a beautiful, awe-inducing setting. Existential health. Or write about what happened in your journal. Mental and emotional health. Again, we all deserve pleasure, right? See, trying to be too perfect often leads to diminishing returns. So instead of denying or demonizing junk foods, approach it like you would that wild friends you had in college, okay? You might not want to live the party life 24/7, but damn, it sure is fun, right? In small and regular doses. Okay, I'm not sure whether this is for you, but I'm offering you a free video training on how to lose 6 kg in 90 days without restrictive diets or extreme workouts through science-proven personalized strategies. So click on the link below to watch this training now. If you like this video, please like and share. I will create more such content in the coming days. Until next time, cheers, God bless, bye-bye.